failure than it is to laugh and move on. That said, I have definitely crossed a line. I no longer attempt new things because I'm too afraid of failing. In my garage, there exists a shrine to the person I promised I would become. Scores of broken musical instruments, squash rackets and computers carefully boxed up to prevent them from hurting me any longer. I enjoy meals out, but I limit my menu choices to things I've eaten before to reduce the risk of wasting money on a meal I don't enjoy. For me, there's no pleasure to be had in an experience unless I complete it perfectly first time. I'm not just talking about golf here or bowling, but simply eating a biscuit, which can be done the right way or the wrong way in my world, depending obviously on the biscuit in question. But there's another part of me that wonders why, if my way is so right, it has brought me to live alone, far from my family and friends, in Swindon. Swindon, which is somewhere between Bristol and London, is a town that is synonymous with comedy. Not that anything famously funny has happened here, but people seem to laugh when you say you live in Swindon. Like Slough, it simply inspires the pity that is a constituent part of British humour. His life is clearly shit. This is going to be brilliant. I moved here when I dropped out of university, stepped off the treadmill, and took control of my future. I wanted to be somewhere I could be anonymous, where there was nothing to distract me from what I wanted to achieve. Unless I developed a sudden fascination with roundabouts, Swindon seemed the perfect place to reinvent myself. At no point in my teens did I think I'd